Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we work hard to help people find your business. In this segment, we're going to be talking about how one doctor in his organization is making beautiful smiles more affordable. My guest today is the founder and CEO of Orthodontic Care of Georgia. They have 11 locations throughout Georgia, combining technology, experience, and fun to give you the best orthodontic care possible. Our guest and his associates at Orthodontic Care of Georgia are committed to providing the highest standard of care at an affordable price. We are honored to have on the phone today a man who is a pillar of exemplary strength in Metro Atlanta, Dr. H.M. Bush. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Spark Plug. I'd like to thank you for having me on today. It's a pleasure to join you and your guests.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your extremely busy schedule to spend a few minutes with our listeners.
My pleasure.
Let's get right into it. What is the appropriate age for someone to visit an orthodontist to determine if orthodontic treatment is necessary?
Well, the American Association of Orthodontists recommends that children visit an orthodontist for initial evaluation by the age of 7. However, there's so much responsibility associated with maintaining braces in terms of modifying your diet. A lot of the delicious foods that children would like to eat, candy, popcorn, foods that end with O's, Cheerios, Doritos, Fritos, all of these kind of things will break your braces. So at the age of 7, that's a lot to sacrifice. But we would like to get you in there and take a look, see what's going on, and start planning a treatment that probably would best begin around the age of 9. However, there are some things that will indicate that you do begin treatment as early as the age of 7.
Well, Dr. Bush, are you ever too old for treatment?
No, you're never too old for braces. As long as you're of good dental health, have strong bones and gums which can support your teeth, orthodontic treatment would be available to anyone of any age. 30% of our patients in this day and age are adult patients, and we even have patients that are in their 70s.
Wow. Well, in today's economy, how is Orthodontic Care of Georgia making braces more affordable?
Well, we've always targeted as our patient base, working class families. We've done so by offering free consultations, no down payments, and low monthly payments. When this recession really started to show its ugly teeth, we had a monthly payment that was as high as $129 a month. We've scaled back that monthly fee in response to the economy to where now the monthly payments are between $99 or $79 per month, again, with no down payment and a free consultation.
Well, I know you and your practice are very committed to serving members of the community. What do you do as an orthodontist to help those in our community who are less fortunate?
Well, as soon as I came out of school and moved to Georgia in 1994, I was practicing in Macon, Georgia, and we partnered up with an organization down there called the Methodist Home, which was an orphanage of sorts for abandoned and abused children. We would provide the orthodontic service to these kids, of course, no charge. Self-esteem is such an important part of a young person's development, and if you don't have confidence in your smile or your ability to speak clearly, it only adds to a difficult situation. So from 94 to the present, we've had this relationship with the Methodist Home in Macon. In 1998, we teamed up with Councilman Maddox and the Carrie Pitt Steele Orphanage in southwest Atlanta to provide orthodontic services to one child from every middle and high school selected by the counselors or the principals. And that program has evolved since 1998 to not just include one child from the middle and high schools in southwest Atlanta, but also one child from every middle and high school in the greater Macon area, which would include Houston County, Bibb County, Jones County, Twiggs County. Initially, the program was the Happy Smiles program. It evolved to the Share Smiles program. And recently, maybe in the last 2 years, we teamed up with the Ryan Cameron Foundation to offer up to 50 children orthodontic services, again, at no cost. to the children in the Atlanta metropolitan area. And just recently, we were very proud and honored to partner up with Dr. Walter Young, who's Andrew Young's younger brother. He's a dentist who's practiced in Southwest Atlanta for almost 49 years. And their dad, Andrew Young Sr., was a dentist who practiced for 56 years. And we've now rededicated and named the program the Andrew Young Sr. Share Smiles Program.
Well, let me commend you for all the good work you're doing, not just in Metro Atlanta, but the entire state of Georgia.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like our listeners or leave our listeners with about making beautiful smiles more affordable?
Well, in these tough economic times, we know that parents are going to continue to sacrifice for their children. And we feel that orthodontics services have become the standard of care for the American family, and we don't want that to change in this recession. We want kids to have the confidence and the great self-esteem that comes with a beautiful smile, and we're committed to continue to making that available at these low prices. And if not, maybe the listener can get affiliated with one of our programs, and the services will be provided at no charge whatsoever.
All right. Well, speaking of that, how can our listeners get in contact with Orthodontic Care of Georgia to get a beautiful smile at an affordable price?
Sure, easy. We can be reached at 188-SMILE-55, and our website is www.1888smile55.com.
All right. Well, Dr. H.M. Bush, founder and CEO of Orthodontic Care of Georgia, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Spark Plug.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another banner job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.